The first high-profile chief executive has been sentenced since corporate America was rocked by scandals at WorldCom, Enron, and other companies. Samuel Waxel, the founder and CEO of ImClone Systems, was sentenced yesterday to more than 7 years in prison. Waxel pleaded guilty last year to selling company shares and tipping off his daughter ahead of an unfavorable government report about the ImClone cancer drug Erbitux. Lawrence Mitchell is a law professor at George Washington University and author of the book Corporate Irresponsibility, America's Newest Export. Good morning, Professor.
Good morning.
Is Waxel's prison sentence the result of a new, more intense prosecutorial environment aimed at corporate executives?
Yeah, I think it clearly is. Traditionally, somebody who had engaged in the kind of behavior Waxel had would have received, at best, a sentence of 3 to 5 years. So the amount of time Waxel was sentenced for is unusual and I think does signal prosecutorial zeal. The interesting thing about this case is that Waxel was convicted of a crime that had nothing to do with the corporate scandals of 2002.
A report this week suggested that former WorldCom CEO Bernard Ebbers knew about accounting problems at his company. Former Enron executives are already being prosecuted for their accounting practices. How are those cases different?
Well, those cases are different because they involve, first place, much more substantial harm. They involve harm to the investing public that is direct and traceable, as is evidenced by what's happened to the stock prices of those companies, both in the run-up and in the collapse. They're different because they're more complicated. Sam Waxel, in effect, took information he wasn't entitled to use to trade on, and he traded. That's a fairly simple proposition. And once the prosecutors are able to assemble the evidence for it, they're able to bring the case. In cases like Enron and WorldCom, there are much more subtle issues, not only about intent and knowledge, but there are more subtle issues about whether or not the disclosures that were made were accurate or not. And WorldCom being a little different from Enron, WorldCom, I think, is more obviously a false disclosure.
But those are the cases that led to congressional reforms.
Yes, that's exactly right. Yeah. Those are the cases that shook basically the nation's trust in corporate America and led to the Sarbanes-Oxley Act, which is Congress's pronouncement, in part, that the Justice Department is to be more aggressive in prosecuting.
You think corporate leaders are paying close attention to these cases?
Yes and no. I would actually hope that corporate leaders are paying much more attention to their own business and to their own duties of disclosure and integrity. I do think that when they see, particularly if and when they see somebody like Ebbers or Jeff Fastow or Ken Lay sentenced, that will wake them up more considerably than seeing Waxel sentenced. Although, as I said, the size of Waxel's sentence has got to make every potential corporate criminal nervous.
Martha Stewart allegedly was involved in Waxel's insider information. What does his conviction mean for her case?
Well, her case is somewhat different. I've actually been saying since the charges were brought that based on the circumstances of that case, it was going to be very difficult for the Justice Department to prove criminal insider trading by Martha Stewart. In fact, the charges they brought against her were not insider trading charges. They were obstruction of justice charges.
Thank you very much. Lawrence Mitchell is a law professor at George Washington University and author of the book Corporate Irresponsibility, America's Newest Export.